Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All righty, it's B. Mitch and Finley. One question I get more than anything is about the Terry McLaurin contract situation. And I have maintained, I think, the same level of calmness with this throughout. I think fans should. Here's a little something for you. This is from Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated. Is this this morning, I believe, Jeffrey? I'm quoting from Breer in Sports Illustrated this morning. I have a really hard time not seeing Terry McLaurin and the Commanders getting something done. It's been bumpy negotiating a new deal for the soon-to-be 30-year-old, but these things often are. I'd put T.J. Watt and the Steelers in a similar light. The sides have massive mutual benefit and motivation to push another over the another contract over the goal line. Where you at, Tobo?
I mean, the only thing that we've heard from either of the guys that are named here, Adam Peters or Terry McLaurin, is Adam Peters essentially saying that we're going to make Terry McLaurin a Commander for a long time. You've heard agents speak. You've heard stuff to try and drum up some talk and everything. But I don't think that until we get to training camp, I'm not worried about it. And I would assume that this is going to get done before training camp. They'll figure out exactly what the details are. I'm sure they already have a decent framework on the idea of what this is going to be, because it's, you know, the framework of it's going to be similar to what you're seeing DK Metcalf get, right? I mean, it's going to be somewhere in that 30 to 35 range, probably a little over what DK got, which is around 33. So it's somewhere in that range. It's probably just over guaranteed money. And I would assume that they're just going to hammer these things out. And it's one of those things that deadlines a lot of times force these things. And maybe the Commanders, maybe Terry's side, I wouldn't assume Terry's side, but maybe the Commanders are like, let's get this done closer to training camp, or like by training camp. And so maybe for now it's just kind of let's go about business as usual and figure things out, and then they'll hammer these things out once you get a little closer to training camp. But I'm not worried. Until you get to training camp, and if something is going on then maybe we can have a little more real discussion. But I just can't see all the stuff that they've done and how they treat their guys and the stuff that they talk about, and then you could let Terry McLaurin go. That just wouldn't make sense to me.
One thing I try to pay attention to is how information gets presented. And Terry does turn 30 in September. DK is only 27. There is some difference there. Now, Terry also didn't have the mileage on him at Ohio State that DK did at Ole Miss. I don't know. Like, to me, you look at DK and it seems pretty easy. I wonder if you're Washington and you look at T. Higgins, who signed for 29, I think. And the other thing, and J.I. Halsell brought this up to me, was how would all this look if Chris Godwin decided to stay in Tampa because he really likes it there, and mm-hmm. he took a lot less money. It's been widely reported the Pats offered Godwin $30 million a year. And Godwin's almost a direct comp for Terry because he's turning 30, or he's 29 also. The only little thing that has come to mind is in San Fran. Now, granted, they had a lot of players they've had to pay, but they've had a lot of holdouts out there. Debo held out. Ayuk held out. Trent held out. McCaffrey, I think, held in.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but they all got paid.
They all got paid eventually. But I do think the mindset of San Fran is they negotiate tough, and then eventually you get paid. So, the frustrations that we've heard about, I think, are probably real. Are you under contract? Were you in Wisconsin or anything?
No.
Working in the contract space, and not that mine are at all comparable to Terry's, right?
Are you getting 33 mil?
No. Luckily,
are you going to negotiate up to that?
$33. I'll ask for it. See how it goes. Hey, you know what, CK? I'll take the Godwin deal. I think, but seriously, going through that process just kind of sucks. Even when you know, all right, we're going to get this done, no big deal. Like, dude, my monumental deal came up. I guess I don't even think it's actually come up. I think it comes up in July. And my boss over there, Frank, called me in like January. He's like, hey, we'd like to get this done early. I was like, my man, sure.
Yeah.
So it is, like, just on a human level, it does get a little tricky. I remain quite confident in this, that they'll get it done. And, dude, you've got Debo, who's obviously, when right, a really, really good player.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And we haven't really gotten any information on Noah Brown, which is how they operate. Terry's got some leverage.
He definitely does.
Like,
he's kind of the face of the franchise. I mean,
I think that might be Jaden Daniels.
Well, I think he's maybe taken that over, but he's been the face of the franchise.
Sure.
And, I mean, Grant has pointed this out before. Like, when you get down to the red zone in that Atlanta game, JP, what are they chanting? Terry.
Right.
Terry. And not to say that Jaden's not going to take that over, because when Jaden was, you know, taking that timeout and had to take a second, they're chanting MVP. But Terry's been the face of this thing for a long time, and people absolutely adore this guy. I think my only issue with this would be, JP, is let's not squabble over $3, $4, $5 million.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, 10, okay, I understand. But you can maybe have those sorts of squabbles when you've had to pay the quarterback. And in reality, Jaden and Terry's contract are never going to overlap each other, because – regardless of how Terry's doing, like, chances
Jaden's
are...
Jaden's big money doesn't hit till 29.
Yeah, by the time Terry's 34, he's probably not re-signing a big money contract with this team, and that's when Jaden's going to start getting paid.
This is also his last big chance at a big contract.
Correct.
At a multi-year, multi-heavy guarantees. I think the guaranteed at signing figure is a massive discussion point. Not just the fully guarantees, but when you get to fully guaranteed, some of that is if you're on the roster by March 15th of 2027. Like, fully guaranteed at signing is you're going to get every damn dollar of this, even if you get hurt tomorrow.
Do you think maybe the length of this is a discussion? Because you figure, and he's going to play this one out, he's going to be, what, 31 after the season? And maybe you're signing him to a three-year deal?
So that is a bit of a misnomer. Like, he's not 30. He doesn't turn 30 till September. So he's not going to be 31 after this season.
Okay, so
like,
he's
he'll
31.
Be 30 when he's 29 right
so
now.
So he's 31 like, going into next season, though.
No, he's 30.
Well, I'm saying the following season, when theoretically that new contract kicks in, right? The extension.
Sure.
So, would you maybe sign him to a three-year deal?
He would be 30 still.
I get you. So, regardless, he's on the other side of 30. Would you maybe sign him to a three-year deal, but with, or extension, with heavy guarantees in the first two?
That's 100%. So the,
but are they arguing for four, maybe?
No. If they are, they're not going to get it. There might be a fourth year that's a void year on the deal. His current year, he has there is a 2026 year on his current deal. It's just a void year. Yeah. They just spread out the bonuses that way. Maybe they're arguing about if there's any guarantees in a third year. I imagine the organization doesn't want to offer that. You'd be then talking about the 28th season. The flip side of this, though, is if you look at the Commanders' receiver group as currently constituted, like Terry, Debo.
Yeah, who's the next guy?
If Noah Brown's hurt, and Noah Brown last year was really good when he was on the field, but throughout his career, he has sustained injuries. That's been one of his biggest problems throughout his career. He's super physical, but the injuries have continued to pile up. Like, who is that? I mean, that's almost a caller segment. Luke McCaffrey? Jalen Lane? I mean, we did have that one dude call in talking about Michael Gallup, who didn't take part in minicamp and didn't play last year.
Well, and even if
Ja'Cory Brooks, the undrafted kid out of Louisville?
Even if Noah Brown is healthy and that's your guy, his career high in yards was in 23, 567.
Right, and how many games did he miss?
Yeah, he played 10 games, right. Started 7.
Like K.J. Osborne?
Yeah.
You signed him last year. He didn't get on the field for you. When we come back, Neil Greenberg joins the program.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.